party peoples of the interwebs. Tis I, Christy.
And me, Kelly.
And you're back joining us once again at Unnerved, a horror movie podcast.
Yeah, welcome.
Welcome.
If you are new here, Christy and I watch a horror movie every other week and then we talk about it because we like horror.
And we're opinionated.
And we like to, I mean, like, I really enjoy watching these horror movies with you because I'm also terrified to watch them by myself.
That's fair. Plus, this gives us an excuse to, like, broaden our horizons, explore genres that we don't normally like or would ever touch.
Right, right. I cover a few of horror movies you haven't seen, which are few and far
it's
between.
It's very rare. Very, very. I think there's been like 5.
Well, we might be covering one next week, but
that's true. But so far, at like I think there is like about 5 that I hadn't seen before.
And what, this is episode 58?
Girl, we're in the
60s.
We're in the 60s.
Is this 60?
Last week was 60.
Oh my
gosh. Episode was 60.
I read the descriptions and I straight up don't remember. 61.
Yeah, this is 61.
Wow! A little pat on the back for me and you.
Look at us. We're killing it. Fair warning, if we get tired eventually throughout this, we're recording on a Monday, coming off of a busy weekend.
Very busy.
Kelly's bachelorette party.
Oh yeah, don't you know it, girl.
So I was Saturday, it was we were fun. Dead yesterday,
yeah,
and then
dead.
Work today.
Very burpy.
So every once in a while, we'll probably be a little tired or a little bit more laid back.
I had to go to the grocery store yesterday, peak grocery store time on a Sunday, and I was not having it. Not hungover.
Whose fault is that?
Only mine, because I was very busy on Friday and Saturday, so, I mean...
Yeah. I didn't go to the grocery store yesterday, and I probably should have.
I, like, had no food in the house. I had to go.
Oh, I didn't either. I ordered Jimmy John's.
Okay, fair.
But I had no breakfast or lunch today.
Yeah. Oh, we will be getting dinner, don't you worry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. I mean, I also went out to lunch today.
Okay, good.
So, I've had stuff in my stomach. I just didn't have anything in my house to pack.
To do anything
besides call
for lunch.
Oh, no,
we're recording tonight, so that means tomorrow you're not going to have anything yet, are you? Were you able to go to the grocery store?
I'll go to the grocery store after work tomorrow. It's fine.
Before we have Dungeons and Dragons?
I mean, I also have dress alterations right after work.
Chrissy!
For your wedding.
Oh my goodness.
So I have that right after work, and then I don't know if I'm also working in between that and Dungeons and Dragons, because it's crazy. Anyways, back to, like, non-boring shit. Okay, we are covering Kelly's pick for Alien-themed, which is...
Cloverfield from 2008. A lot of people do really love this movie. I hate this movie.
My boyfriend's sister loves this movie, which I'm... Sorry, Sam, this ain't my cup of tea, and I'm pretty sure I told you that already, but I'm sorry if you're listening, because we're about to shit on this movie.
Oh, mercilessly. And the reason I am so mad about it is because this is everything that I'd want in a horror movie, and it just fails. The plot fails so spectacularly that it makes me so ungodly mad. Like, it doesn't make sense why I'm this mad. It really doesn't. It has wonderful cinematography. It has the right atmosphere. There's literally no music the whole time. I love that. Like, yes. Like, everything I want. It is creepy. But the plot fucking sucks.
I think you're more mad at the decisions and people in the movie make.
Which is the entire plot.
This is true. Let's get into it. Kelly, hit us with the cast. Who are we talking about that sucks ass?
Yeah, okay. Lizzie Caplan is Marlena, so this is Hud's crush.
I mean, she's probably the best character.
Yes, she is. She is. Jessica Lucas is Lily, Jason's fiance. I, for some reason, only thought they were boyfriend and girlfriend, but
no,
I got them.
They mentioned that they had, like, maybe just gotten engaged.
Okay.
Or, like, working on getting that actual engagement, because she mentions, I can't wait to be your sister.
Oh, that's true. That's true. TJ Miller is Hud. He's the cameraman for most of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Stahl David is Rob. We don't like Rob. Mike Vogel is Jason Hawkins, who is Rob's brother.
He's fine.
Odette Eustman is Beth McIntyre, who is... They say Rob and Beth are boyfriend and girlfriend, but...
They're not.
They're not.
they hooked up once and they're, like, friends that, like, wanted to be more, but, like, they never told each other how they feel, and Rob's moving away, and they don't know how to express their feelings, and
it's gross. It's very gross. Anyway, that's the cast.
Thanks.
Directed by Matt Reeves.
And it's, isn't it a J.J. Abrams film, too?
Yes. Yes, yeah. I believe so. J.J. Abrams, I believe that's right.
Let me check. I'm, like, 98% sure on that
one. I'm, like, also 98% sure.
So, this is...
Yes, J.J. Abrams, you right.
Oh, he's so good. This is taking place in New York.
New York.
New York, New
Manhattan,
York.
Manhattan, specifically.
Yes, so we are starting off with found footage. This whole thing is a found footage film, which Kelly loves.
I love it.
It's not my style, as we've already discussed on this podcast.
And Christy did have a really tough time with this movie.
I did. Lately, as I've been getting older, as my youth is passing me by and I feel my bones withering away, I have noticed that I get more and more severe vertigo moments.
Yeah.
And, like, that's even with, like, video games.
Like, you can't play first person.
I can't play first person anymore. I will get nauseous within 30 minutes, and then I'm like that for like 2 hours after I step away from the computer. It's real bad. Now, Blair Witch did not give me that as bad.
This is worse, shaky cam.
This? I had to close my eyes and walk away.
Yes.
Several times because I was feeling it come on, and it was getting real bad. Mm-hmm. Which, the first time I watched this, that didn't happen. That was in college.
Okay.
10 years ago.
No, don't say those words.
So, Kelly.
So, I don't want to think about my own mortality. I don't want to think about it.
I watched it freshman year in college.
Holy shit.
And that was 10 years ago for me.
I'm not about it.
I'm turning 30 this year. Yeah, so when your friends were complaining about how old they were feeling, I'm like, I'm the oldest one here at me. Okay. I'm turning 30, fair. And Megan was just like, I'm only turning 25, and I already feel old. I'm like, Megan! Megan!
She means well.
I feel like the Drake and Josh memes, like, Megan!
No! But
I love Megan, but she's like, I'm turning 25. I'm like, I'm turning 30, tell me about it!
You know what? I do appreciate that these people in the movie are older.
I do appreciate that it's not teens or anything like that, so... We are starting off in New York. It's found footage. We get a personal camcorder. Rob is waking up Beth after their night of hooking up. This is April 27th on the camcorder, this moment. And they're discussing about what they want to do today. They're going to go to Coney Island and just kind of enjoy their day after their night of hooking up in Beth's dad's apartment.
You know, not weird at all.
As you do.
Yeah. No.
As you do. When you're in your mid-20s, don't
and
you
your
have
dad
your...
has a high-rise apartment don't, in Manhattan. Of
don't
course.
You guys have your own apartments that maybe you don't want to be hanging out in your dad's place? Okay, whatever. 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 It don't matter.
At least he wasn't home.
This is true.
They do specifically say that. He is not home.
Yeah, maybe she was house-sitting. Okay.
Well. My face to Christy was,
I mean, maybe he had a dog or a cat. We didn't see it, but I'd like to think that there was one that, you know, survived and, like, is living its best life somewhere.
Either way.
Maybe they became best friends with one of the baby aliens in the future of this movie, and they are, like, off living, like, a fox and hound situation, but maybe with a better ending than that movie.
Oh my god. I'm like, okay, anyway.
So, sorry. So now it kind of cuts to May 22nd, and it's Rob's farewell party, and they're Jason and his fiance girlfriend and his best friend Hud and all the...
They have a bunch of people there.
Yeah, they're getting stuff together for a farewell party, and then the party happens, and Hud is in charge of getting, like, film testimonials for Rob's party, for everybody saying, hey, good luck going away to Japan, hope you have a good time, blah, blah, blah. Rob shows up, big surprise, oh my god, you guys are amazing.
Yeah.
And starts drinking. Marlena, she is there looking for Lily, and she's just, like, a little weirded out by Hud, because he's
not... Well, he's coming on really strong, and he doesn't leave her alone.
No, he does. He's like, he doesn't know what line is gonna work. So he tries them all at once in her face with the camera. And that's not a good move there, bud. But then Beth shows up with a new date.
Travis?
Yes, Travis.
Travis.
And Rob's just like, ugh.
Rob is literally livid about it. And I'm like, boy, what happened?
Like, okay. Clearly you guys had the understanding that you are moving away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you going to do, long distance across the world? No.
Well, also, to be fair, she's mad because he ghosted her after that date.
That's also true. Rob did big bad.
Rob was dumb. Yeah. Rob is dumb.
Yeah.
Was totally dumb.
Yeah. You right.
So we see the remnants of a fight between Beth and Rob in the hallway where they're talking about this, really yelling at each other.
And now the rumors are fluttering around and now everybody knows that they banged.
They banged.
Like a month ago.
Yeah.
So now, Rob is out on the balcony with his bro and his best friend,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, this so such and such happened, mm-hmm. I gotta tell her that I love her, oh my gosh, like, my world is falling apart.
Well, no, they're trying to tell him that he should tell her his feelings, but he said, what does it matter, I'm going to Japan.
Right, but then, you know, calamity starts happening, shit's falling from the sky,
oh, yeah,
everything's earthquakes. No, we're getting into it, like, now.
Yeah, but he has to say that one line to Beth first, where he doesn't say it to her, but he says, like, good luck tonight, Travis, or something like that.
Ooh, that's right.
Yeah, as she and Travis are leaving. So Beth and Travis have left the party, and then the calamity happens.
Yeah. Fun fact, it's already mentioned, like, out on the internet, Travis did survive and made it out of Manhattan before the collateral
happened. For him!
Good for Travis.
Good for Travis!
Like, being thrown in a three-way was not the way to end.
Not fair to him.
No. Travis.
Also, like,
I hope you're living your best life.
Christy, if you were going to a guy's farewell party that you hooked up with, less than a month ago, still had feelings for, would you really bring another dude that he's ever met?
But he ghosted me.
He ghosted you, but this is his party. Would you really bring just a random dude to some dude's farewell party?
I wouldn't just bring a random dude. I would. I'm a vengeful bitch, okay? At that point, after a month, I would have gotten over it, but had, like, a little bit of revenge.
Okay.
Because I'm that kind of person.
Even if you were crushing on him for years.
Yeah, I would have immediately moved on because he ghosted me.
So my revenge is
I'm going to show up looking like a fucking badass hottie.
I mean, she did that.
With check. Some arm candy. I'm not going to disclose the actual relationship there. Just maybe a friend. Most of my friends are guys anyways.
But true.
I would do that because I'm a vengeful bitch. So yes.
I wouldn't. Because I,
Now, if I did have feelings and he didn't ghost me and it was, if it was a different circumstance where, like.
Does it depend, like, what level of ghosting? Like.
Yes. If he straight up had sex with me and did not talk to me for a month.
Mm-hmm.
I would then have assumed, because he hasn't laid his feelings out.
Mm-hmm.
That he just wanted to have sex with me and that was it.
And dip.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So then at that point, my vengeful bitch side would come out. Now, if he didn't ghost and there was still some communication, even sporadic,
mm-hmm.
No, I would not have brought another person. I would still be looking fine
to show him what he's missing. Of course you would be looking fine.
To show him what he's missing
mm-hmm.
when he leaves for Japan. But no, then I would not bring another date.
It
all depends on how badly he fucked up.
Which we don't know.
Which I'm guessing is a lot.
It seems to be a lot. I just don't know if I would bring someone he doesn't know to a farewell party for someone. I think that is a little, for, because, like, clearly.
Honestly, it would be worse if he showed up with his, like,
well,
best friend.
Also, that is just, like, not, but that's the way you do it. you show up with the best friend, because that is if you are truly vengeful. But.
In my opinion, it don't matter. Guy is a guy.
Yeah, but it hurts worse if it's the bestie.
This is true, but the bestie's already there. So you gotta go with plan
B. But I mean, like, I wouldn't do that to another person either, because if I still have feelings for a dude I'm going to his farewell party for, I'm not bringing a date I'm not actually interested in.
Maybe she is a little interested.
True, we don't know.
Trying to,
we have no idea.
She's trying to get that Travis rebound.
Yeah.
Like I said, like, he's moving away.
He is.
He's going to Japan. Are you really wanting to risk a long-term relationship across the entire world?
Well, I would say yes, based off of later information.
Okay, if it's a year, I wouldn't start the relationship now still.
I still don't think it... I do think it was a permanent position, based off of what they were talking
about. I was gathering it was a permanent position, yes. So I was just like, why would you even risk it unless she's willing to pack up...
Why would you even have sex in the first place?
Hit it and quit it, man.
But clearly, that was not the intention from either of their sides, though.
Unless she's willing to also move to Japan. Because also, she convinced him to take the Japan position.
Yes.
So unless you're willing to go out there with him at that point, mm-hmm. or convince him to stay,
so what you
that means that you are not actually interested in the full-on relationship.
Can she then really be mad at him, knowing that's what the course of it was? The entire time they were hooking up.
Well, if they were still friends, I would still expect some sort of friendly conversation before leaving.
Okay.
Not just like, I hit it, you... Because also the understanding is they have been friends for years.
Yeah, years.
Yes, with unrequited, like, back and forth love. Or, like, hidden emotions or anything
like that.
Just never coming out. Or, like, one person's dating and then, like, they break it off, but you're dating. Like, a back and forth
kind of date situation. Yeah.
I understand. But like I said, it depends on their conversations that are not even in this movie.
I'm sorry. I felt we needed to open that.
Yeah, I'm a vengeful bitch. Thanks for outing me to the 20 people episode in the next 2 weeks.
I don't blame you.
We love you.
Anyway.
Calamity
starts happening.
Calamity.
They go to the roof, things be falling from the sky.
Falling from the sky, we hear choppers, we hear a lot of stuff happening. They make it on out to the streets, Statue of Liberty's head comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. It's very 9/11-esque, because there's clearly buildings that fall, and then you have that full onslaught of the papers and the residue and things blowing through the streets.
HUD managed to get a very quick glimpse on the camera as it walked past that everybody else somehow missed, even though it's like 20-foot tall monster. So things are now like, oh shit, we gotta go. So they're gonna try and get out of Manhattan.
And everyone's trying to cross one of the bridges.
Yeah.
Which bridge? Do you remember the name of the bridge?
Oh gosh. No. They're trying to cross
Brooklyn.
The Brooklyn Bridge, yes. They're trying to cross that. Rob is trying to get a hold of Beth, because now he's just like, where's my girl? Because she left.
And the last thing I ever said to her was, good luck tonight, Travis. Like, yeah. You were a dick. Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, as they're trying to cross the bridge, he gets a phone call from her.
Yeah.
Stopping the whole party, except for Jason, who is, like, 10 feet in front. Who's
and up
mixing
kind
the crowd.
On a pole.
He had to climb up there in order to talk over the, because he couldn't fight his way back. So he's getting a phone call from Beth. Something happened to her. She's injured and needs help.
Yes.
Screaming for help. Jason's like, why'd you guys stop? And then big tentacle thing happens, destroying the bridge. And Jason.
Goodbye, Jason.
So everybody's now running back.
Yeah, because the bridge is collapsing.
Yeah. But Jason be gone. And Lily upset. Understandably.
Yes.
That was her boy.
Well, Rob is too.
Rob is too, but now he's just like, okay, there is no Jason, but I can go possibly save Beth.
I was upset about him not being super upset until we get a later scene, and then it was like,
okay. I think that's when it hit him hard, because he had to tell Mom. Jason's gone.
Your bro?
My bro. I am the only one now that you will ever love, mother.
Tis I. Am I. The chosen one.
"'Tis I, we battle to the death." And the Kraken won.
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, well...
So they...
They make it to a video store to get phone chargers. They see the news. They see things are happening. And they're like, we have to go. They
also see little baby things come off of the big thing. The big monster. Because we do see the big monster on the television screen.
Yeah. And also, all the stores are getting looted. Which is...
Dumb, but also would happen.
I mean, that's what happened in, like, Hurricane Katrina. Like, any major disaster we have happening here, someone's taking advantage of that and doing some dumb shit.
Yes.
So, yeah, we see that all on the news, and Rob's like, I'm gonna go after Beth. And they're like, you're dumb. But they are like, well, yeah, we're gonna join you on this.
And this is where the movie just loses me.
This is where we hate Rob.
Now, okay, listen. Part of the reason that I'm like, bro, what the fuck, is because she calls him, and we finally get to hear the full voicemail after he gets the charger from the phone store. And it says something along the lines of, like, help me, the building is, like, falling, or it's, like, collapsed.
A wall is on her,
and she's pinned. Yeah, and I'm in a wall, and there's so much blood, I'm bleeding. And I'm like...
She's bleeding out.
You are not gonna fucking survive long enough for Rob to come... Jason.
Several hours.
Yeah, several fucking hours. There's even more problems once they go and find her. But, like, as much as you regret your decisions, you don't go with the expense of your entire friend group. Because I'd be like, look, I'm going to go save her. You don't come with me. You guys go to safety. This is my choice and my choice alone.
Yeah, he kind of guilted them.
Yeah, he was like, what, so we're not going to go save her? And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
It was very, like, gaslighting a little bit.
I don't like him.
Me neither.
So, anyways, they all decide that Rob can't go by himself to go and save Beth.
Yeah, so Marlena, Lily, and Hud are going to go on this rescue mission, and they have to go deeper into the city to do so, which is where all the bad things are happening. I believe they eventually make it down into the subway.
Yes.
At this point.
And this is where,
We'll take the subways!
This is where Rob ends up getting the phone call from his mom, who's calling because she's obviously concerned. She's seeing this stuff on the news, and he has to break the news that Jason is dead. And this is a good scene, because then him and Lily sit in a bench for a while, and it gets, like, really quiet. And Hud...
They have a moment where they're just like, okay, well, now we're still going to be... We are still family, essentially.
And, yep.
Like, we're going to get through this. So they're like, okay, an hour at this point has passed. Let's just follow the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can avoid whatever's upstairs. So they start doing that. But it gets real dark, so they're going to turn on the night vision, and they hear skittering behind them.
And they see all the rats. The rats are running.
Yeah, the rats are running away from something.
I was
all
like,
of the rats are running.
As soon as you see that, you start sprinting.
Yeah, they turn on the night vision, Hud sees it through the camera,
yeah.
And he's like, run! And they just start fucking running. They don't see it, but Hud saw it, and he's like, no, we gotta go. So
it's basically
he didn't waste
like
a minute. He's
little
like,
little alien-like creature thing.
Yeah.
It's an alien.
They're like giant ants, but like
think the
spider
creatures.
Yeah.
It's got that kind of esque.
Kind of like the spiders in that, but like a little bit more like xenomorphed.
Yeah. That's a really good description, actually.
I try. But they end up getting attacked, and they have to fight it off. And Marlena gets bit. Saving Hud.
I mean, she's bleeding pretty good, too.
Yeah, her whole shoulder is gushing blood from this bite.
But they manage to escape through, an emergency door throughout the tunnel. And they get in, they close it, they lock it. They get some water. It's another resting spot for a few minutes while they kind of figure out their next steps.
Yeah. Then, they make it back up to the surface.
And they go through, like, a department store, which has been set up as a military hospital.
Yes, in the military hospital, they're like, what are you guys doing here, blah, 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 blah. Well, and then Marlena starts bleeding from the eyes and says, I don't feel very good.
Yeah.
And everybody's now in a panic because they notice that she's been bitten and she gets...
It's a bite!
Yeah, she gets taken behind a curtain to be, like, quarantined or, like, pinned down, and we just see behind the curtain her head explode.
Yeah, basically, apparently, if you can slow it down frame by frame, you can see, I think, all that's left when she explodes is, like, her spine. We didn't look that closely.
No.
But you can clearly see she explodes. We got yeah. that.
We understood the premise. But now everybody's like, oh my gosh, she exploded.
And so, Rob's like, Beth. Still gotta get Beth.
My girl's fine. Hud, you almost had a shot with Marlena.
Yeah. And Lily, sorry my brother and your fiance is dead, but Beth.
And now your friend Marlena's dead, so, yeah.
It's, yeah, sorry, okay, Beth.
Sorry, bye, Beth.
And the military guy's like, look, I can't stop you from not evacuating, but the last helicopter out of Manhattan is at 600 hours, so 6 a.m. You'd be at this location by then, we'll get you out, but if you're not, we're going to nuke this if the monster can't be contained at that point.
So, they're going on out there, and they run their way as fast as possible and make it to Beth's apartment building, which is halfway yeah. up, slanted.
Yeah, because it's leaning against another building for support because it literally got hit.
Yeah.
By something. Maybe the monster, we don't know.
Maybe the monster was like, nah, bitch. Yeah. And just bitch slapped and that building. And
they're like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't. They have a moment where I'm like, maybe the all is lost.
But Rob continues in anyways, and yeah. they're like, well, we have to kind of stick together. So
they scale the upright building to the floor that... where the roof is connecting over.
Because she's near the top of the building.
Yes.
So yeah, go up the good building to then go out into the bad building, mm-hmm. all slanty slant-like.
Yeah.
They make it to Beth, who has fallen on, like, a rod through her shoulder.
Yes.
Which, how are we going to, like, wake her up? She is somehow still alive, unconscious.
And she's unconscious. She realizes that Rob is there. She says words before they
yeah.
do their thing.
So her shock has kind of worn off at this point.
Mm-hmm. She's in and pain.
They take her off of the spike.
And okay, listen. This is not like 2 inches sticking out of her.
It's going
shoulder.
Completely through it's her going, with like it's five or six inches out.
I mean, more than that. I'd say like 2 feet. 2 feet out.
I wouldn't
her.
Say that.
It was.
Much.
It was.
I'd say, let's compromise, a foot.
Okay, a foot. A foot of barb, like, fucking rod thing out of her shoulder. They literally pick and peel her off of it.
Yeah, which, no, you shouldn't do that. Mm. Because all that is keeping the blood in.
Yeah.
So now you are letting all the blood out.
Oh, yeah, but that doesn't seem to matter.
And now that she's up and moving around, her heart is also pumping it out a lot faster, too.
Okay, but that also doesn't seem to matter.
No.
This doesn't seem to matter at all. This injury, non-life-threatening, apparently.
So, somehow they managed to get her out, even though she was just fatally,
you
like...
You also would pass out from the fucking pain.
I mean, that's why I think she was in shock for so much, and, like, the pain is now keeping her alive.
Okay, I hear you.
But, you would not have that much mobility. A wall fell on you!
Yes.
And you fell on a spike! You dumb bitch.
This is dumb.
Well, they make it out, and they make it to the helicopter.
They do.
I'm speeding
and
it up
she,
a little bit
and
here.
And she's running full speed. Full Whoa. Sprint.
Her legs
full
were fine,
fucking
Kelly.
Sprint.
It's just her noodle arms.
The look I'm giving Christy is incredulous. Absolutely fucking not. This is dumb. So Rob's got his lady, so you're right. They make it to the helicopter landing pad. Lily
makes it out.
Is that confirmed?
I didn't put her on the kill count. She okay. helicoptered away and, like...
We never see her again.
We didn't see that one blow up or anything.
So, Lily gets out. She gets on the first helicopter, leaves. The rest of the three get on the very, very last helicopter out.
Yep. And that one gets attacked.
Yeah, so it's up in the air for a little bit, and then the monster reaches out his tentacle and slaps it down. And then, ladies and gentlemen...
They go on another run.
They survive a helicopter crash!
Well, Hud gets then attacked. He gets om-nommed, but they save the camera.
They survive a helicopter crash?
Yeah, because they're logical. Because these have to be our quote-unquote final people, right? These are the people we're quote-unquote rooting for,
that
right?
That wouldn't happen, right? Like, there's
we're
no
rooting
fucking
for Beth.
Possible. And they're in running condition. They survive a helicopter crash and in running condition.
Well, Hud breaks his ankle. And then gets
yeah,
om-nom.
True.
But like I said, they save the camera.
Yeah, we get to see a very nice shot of the full monster in Central Park, which is where they crash landed.
Mm-hmm.
And Hud drops the camera, and they run towards Hud, and then also pick up the camera as they run away from the monster.
Yeah. So now Rob and Beth are hiding.
They're under a bridge in Central Park.
They're giving their, like, goodbyes and their testimonies and all that happened. And then it ends with Rob and Beth on a Ferris wheel on Coney Island saying, I had a really good day, or I had a good day, whatever.
Because he started the movie by saying, this is going to be a good day.
Yeah.
When he was with Beth. So then, I had a good day is the last thing that they is right. said in the movie.
And then the credits roll. And at the very end of the credits, you can hear Help Us. Mm-hmm. And then if you play it in reverse, it says it's still alive.
Yeah, because everyone fucking dies. Except for maybe Lily. But
Lily, I believe, is the
and
only...
And Travis.
Travis, you know...
Confirmed alive.
I'm glad that he got what he deserved.
This makes no
logic. At home with fuzzy slippers.
None of this is logical. None of this is logical. This doesn't make sense. Beth not dying or bleeding out. Them surviving a helicopter crash. Rob deciding to doom all his friends for eternity because he had sex with a girl once. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
And wants to say I love you. She has to know Kelly.
Then call her back.
I think he tried, but she didn't. She won't pick it up. New phone, who did?
You know what? That sounds like her problem.
But no, I agree. I'm sorry, but if I got that, I would assume that they are dead.
Mm-hmm.
And do everything I can.
To save the people that are still with me.
That I know for a fact have a chance at surviving.
Yes.
But instead you killed everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because you had to tell a girl that you banged once that you love her.
Yeah. Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't like Rob.
It makes me so mad. And that's your plot. Your entire way of getting, like, we could have done something different. I don't know exactly what that would be, but we could have done something different. We could have made them get stuck and had to travel through the subways because, I don't know, that was one of the ways out or something. It's so dumb. It's so dumb.
I agree. I don't like this movie.
I hate this movie.
Our kill count's 32. On-screen deaths.
That's fair. I mean, a lot of people do die. There is a little monster in the middle of
Manhattan. And, you know, a bridge collapses and shit like that. So, it's a decent, hefty carnage count right there.
Should we do some fun facts?
As fun as they possibly could be. So, most of the actors, like Lizzie Kaplan, thought this was a romantic movie by her second edition, but... where she was reading scenes, but after her offered the role, they were then told it was a monster movie. So none of the actors were allowed to read the script until after they signed on.
Right. The runtime of the movie is 80 minutes, which is the length of a mini DV tape, which is what camcorders used to, like, that was the max runtime that they could have. It's a nice little touch, a little chef's kiss.
The first trailer for the movie played before Transformers, which I do vaguely remember.
I do remember this trailer going around.
And it just showed the giant explosion in the heart of New York and then the Statue of Liberty's head falling.
Which was originally...
And it was just a handheld camcorder and then no title. So I vaguely remember that trailer circling around because I know I saw Transformers in theaters.
Yeah, and the Statue of Liberty's head, I think in that trailer was smaller than what
It was actual size.
It was actual size, which people thought was too small.
Correct. So they CGI'd it to be bigger than actual size so that people would shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fair. There is a man in the movie that they encounter at one point, and he's, like, talking really fast, and he's clearly distressed. He's actually speaking Ukrainian, I guess, and he's asking for help. And it just, basically, the idea was that there's so many people in New York, everyone's experiencing a somewhat similar type of situation, and they just wanted to, like, throw that in there for reality check.
I mean, there was always, like, that Schoolhouse Rock song called The Melting Pot, and New York being that. So, yeah, there's a lot, New York is very diverse, and I'm glad they tried to show it. Mm-hmm, I didn't say they succeeded, but they tried. During the first weekend of the release, many theaters posted signs warning guests that the handheld camera movements may cause motion sickness. No shit, Sherlock!
Yeah, Christy Depp had that.
My tummy upset.
I mentioned this before, but there's no music until a minute and a half after credits start rolling at the very end of the movie.
There are also, like, Easter eggs and images from King Kong from 1933, Beast from 2000 Fathoms, 1953, And Them, which was 1954, and they're hidden throughout the film, and were a lot of, this and, like, Godzilla were, like, a lot of big inspiration for this movie.
A tactic that we've seen used in movies before, and because it's 2008, it's the MySpace era. So a lot of these guys had MySpace profiles.
The characters.
The characters, yes, set up on MySpace to make it seem like they were real and that this was actually a real found footage type film. Just some spice.
Yeah. Some of the footage was actually filmed by the actors, and the original script wasn't supposed to have aliens. It was not supposed to be extraterrestrial.
Yeah, there's some, like, thought that this was originally a dude from the ocean, right?
Yes. But, like, in other movies, in the anthology, they are aliens that were laying dormant.
Yep.
In the oceans.
Heck. The original, so this title was actually a code name for the film, Cloverfield. It is called Cloverfield because of Cloverfield Boulevard in Santa Monica, California, where Bad Robot, which is the production company that put on this film, that's where their main offices are. Which, I kind of like that it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of makes it spooky, anyway.
Yeah. According to the creature designer, the monster is a baby in a new environment and is scared looking for mommy.
I mean, Fela.
Fair, he's
people
scared.
People are just hitting him.
They're shooting at the baby!
The baby!
Think of your baby!
Poor little baby.
I'm rooting for the monster.
The original, I mean, especially with Rob's dumbass.
Yeah.
The original title of this movie was Gray Shot, which is also the name of the bridge that they die under at the very end of the film.
There were 104 recorded people that had to leave the theater due to dizziness and motion sickness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any more that are fun? I don't find anything else that I found, like, oh my god, this is so interesting.
Well, I have quite a few. They named HUD partly because he's the person that holds the camera, and HUD stands for Heads Up Display.
Mm.
Which is kind of fun. It's kind of fun. And the guy who played HUD is a comedian. Was a comedian, so they wanted him to improvise a lot of the lines because they didn't want it to sound too scripted because it is found footage.
Yeah. Jason wears a Slusho t-shirt, which is a drink from J.J. Abrams' show Alias from 2001. I've only seen a few episodes of that show.
I'm still looking, sorry.
That's okay. That's literally all of the fun facts that I bothered.
I mean, some of it was shot on location, like the Coney Island stuff at the very end was shot. They shot a lot more than what was actually seen in the movie, like.
Yeah, of course, deleted footage and wanting to keep it at the, like, fun 80-minute range and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's about all I got. There is actually a lot of information out there about this movie. I think people were very interested in it. And like I said, a lot of people actually really did enjoy this film.
There's a lot of people that like this movie. I'm just not one of them, and clearly Kelly isn't either.
It's just, it has, like I said, it's got, and we'll go through it. I think our scoring is going to be really reflective of this. I love the idea. I love the cinematography. I love the acting. I love the feel and the
like
atmosphere.
Like, the concept is there.
But the writing and the story and the plot are just garbage. No people, like, it's unbelievable, and I know it's a horror film, but there has to be some element of reality to really make it scary, mm-hmm. and it just misses the mark completely.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
So, do you have some reviews?
Of course I have some reviews. So I have a 3.5 review that says the best part in this movie is when TJ Miller shuts the fuck up.
That is HUD.
Yep, that is HUD. Let me see. 3 stars. My god, this man wasn't letting go of that camera for anyone. For the commitment, A+, for the commitment, and these TikTok influencers could learn a thing or two.
Yeah, I also wish they would have called attention to that at one point, because, like, in Blair Witch, they're like, it just makes us feel like we're, you know, a little more grounded, like, grounded, and so we don't have to view reality quite so scary.
Mm-hmm.
So, great, that's awesome. Paranormal Activity, they're trying to capture the things on camera so they can see what's happening when they're, like, asleep. this doesn't really have an explanation for that.
No. Another 3.5 star. Couldn't think of anything Clover to say. I thought that would be fun. And another 3.5 star. Pretty much just all around average movie, I guess. Blair Godzilla Project.
Yes! It is, though.
It is.
There's only one tagline.
And that review was yesterday.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah!
One tagline. Something has found us.
Oh, that's boy!
It. That's it.
I think it found all of humanity. let's grade this shit, Kelly.
So, Christy and I have 5 questions that we each score on a scale of 1 to 10 for a possible score of 50 each, 100 total. It helps us rank our movies.
Yeah. So, first question, was it, in our opinion, a good horror movie?
2.
4. I gave it the benefit of the doubt. And, like,
we watched this, and this was not, like
we said, the concept was there, but the plot didn't execute correctly.
Yes.
So, I gave it a 4, just kind of like, I can see where people like it, but it's below average.
I will say that, shoot, I was going somewhere with that, and now I forgot. I think it's a lot to say I'm still this angry about it, and it's been a couple weeks since we watched it.
It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We watched it together with
Killer Clowns.
Killer Clowns. We watched this and then Killer Clowns, because we needed something pure to end on.
Yeah.
Pure.
And I'm glad we did.
Yeah. How was the acting?
8.
8. The acting was pretty good. Nobody bugged me.
Mm-hmm.
Special effects?
9.
6.
I mean, I love the style.
It's the CGI. Some of the CGI.
Some of it is a little fucked up.
Some of it didn't age that well.
That's fair.
It held up enough to be above average, but not enough for me to be like, yas.
Okay, that's fair.
Compelling story, interesting twists.
2.
2. Character development and writing.
2.
2.
Yeah, so I give this a 23.
22, which puts us in between My Bloody Valentine, the remake, and Willy's Wonderland.
I love that movie.
I've watched Willy's Wonderland a few times since we watched it on here, and that's one of the ones I hadn't watched before this. And now it's become one of my, like, guilty pleasures.
I just love that movie. It's just so good.
I just watch it for the kills.
Honestly.
So, our next theme.
Yeah.
We're covering experiments.
Yes, so we're
whether that's psychological, scientific,
like
anything with like an experimental theme is what we are going from.
Yeah, and it was pretty broad. So
it is.
The movie we're covering is My Pick, which is not something Christy nor I have seen.
I've seen parts of it.
Okay.
Not all of it.
But it's called The Lazarus Effect. It's from 2015. So we haven't watched it yet, so we'll have to report back.
Yeah. And then I'm excited for my pick.
Yeah,
but
I am
that's because,
too.
Like,
I am too.
The kills in it are, like, 10 out of 10.
And you'll have to listen to our next episode to find that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you right now.
No.
No, you have to wait.
No, you don't.
It's a surprise. Okay? Like, I got it.
Oh, my God.
I'm getting hungry and I'm tired. So, if you want to give us movie recommendations, theme recommendations,
yes,
series recommendations, stuff that's coming out this year that you want us to cover as it comes out, you can definitely come and tell us that on Twitter at AUnnerved, on Facebook at Unnerved a Horror Movie Podcast. We have wonderful groups over there. You can DM us on Twitter. I'll see it. We'll see it. And we can get your list of recommended. We've gotten a few lists like that in the past, which have been very helpful to pick from. And if you like our artwork as much as we do.
Yeah, go check out my sister, Danny, at Danny Draws Dragons on Instagram. Immensely talented. And she also did Annihilation with us, which is another episode. That was another sci-fi-esque sort of thing.
Yeah, sci-fi is more her
She really thing. Likes that.
She likes sci-fi. I'm trying to think if there's anything else to plug. Oh, and if you want to just see anything that I'm doing, haunt-related, some plug to The Haunt or anything like that, you can follow me on Instagram at Lilith_Hilltopple. I just post some random updates every once in a while, or if I find any, like, cool movie posters that we're covering, because my haunt has old movie posters throughout the makeup room and everything like that, and that's where I found our, The Thing from Another World.
Yeah.
poster. And they have, like, other ones, like House on Haunted Hill, and there's some Friday the 13th stuff. So, like, as it gets back into spooky season this spooky. Year, I'll post more from that and, like, anything else that we may need from you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, stay safe.
Yeah.
You know, colds are going around like crazy.
Yeah, it's sick season, guys. It's flu season.
Yeah, so stay safe.
Take care of yourself.
If you hear someone sneezing, just kind of walk away. Don't panic, just walk away. But get some extra shots of spooky, because, yeah. like, the holidays are done. You can be your...
It's the slump. This yeah. this time period from, like, January to May, Memorial Day, is a long stretch, y'all.
Yeah, because we don't have actual holidays off.
And take some time off for yourself if you can, because that shit's important.
Yes, especially right now. I'm heckin' stressed.
So am I.
I took off last Friday, and I didn't do anything.
Perfect.
It was great. That's all exactly I did was watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
Love it. Love it. Speaking of which, we have an episode calling our name.
Yes. So we're going to sign off, and we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Bye!